Hello, and thank you for downloading another edition of the APC podcast series. Today, I'm joined by Erin Stevens from Multnomah County. She will be discussing their product, Staffing Decision Guides. How are you today, Erin?
I'm great, thanks.
So please talk a little bit about this product and why it was created.
Sure. So the Staffing Decision Guide is a three-part resource that's designed to allow preparedness managers to more easily allocate staff between either disease investigation or mass prophylaxis operations during a really large-scale event, the type of event that would require resources beyond, you know, above and beyond what the health department has to offer. You know, if it's a worst-case scenario and you need to bring pothole fillers in from the street to help get the job done, it also serves as a great justification tool as to why you're making such staffing decisions to kind of your higher health authorities. So it's really designed to lead planners through a decision matrix while asking really important high-level response questions, and then at the same time allowing the preparedness manager, whoever it might be, kind of going through the guide to answer really important additional considerations.
What types of challenges does this product help local health departments overcome?
So essentially, this tool allows health department executives and preparedness managers to really assess, do a really high-level assessment of the public health event and ask really specific questions relevant to various phases of response. For example, you know, asking questions around what is happening currently and what sort of public health intervention is needed. So really important questions that might otherwise go overlooked. And in essence, it really allows preparedness staff to do a really detailed resource and capacity assessment from the start, which hopefully will allow for smarter and more efficient unfolding of operations.
Does this product or any of its components help local health departments identify gaps or areas for improvement in their preparedness activities?
Well, to the best of our knowledge, no such tool really exists for really assessing the human resource need and the potential for community collaborations. So we really didn't find a tool that really allowed the preparedness manager to really think about how to best or most effectively allocate staff between these two interventions, disease investigation, mass prophylaxis operations, while looking outward toward existing partnerships in order to enhance response and bring an additional staff when needed. So it's sort of a continuity of operations planning tool, it's sort of an asset mapping tool, and it's sort of a logistical request tool, but it's also really unique in its function in looking solely at the disease investigation component and the mass prophylaxis component. Pandemic influenza is a really great example of a good use of this tool, where resources are needed in both areas, but there really aren't enough for either areas. So what do you do and what actions do you take?
Did you work with any collaborators or subject matter experts when you're creating this product?
We sure did, yeah. We worked with lots of local and regional subject matter experts when creating the tool initially, mainly an epidemiologist and a preparedness manager. And then a small work group of others to help create the tool. We then took it to the test, or put it to the test out in the field with 7 different health departments from around the country. So we worked with Minnesota, we worked with Arizona, we worked with California, we worked with North Carolina, just a variety of health departments from around the nation to put it through an initial vetting process. And that feedback really helped inform kind of the next level of improvements or revision. And then once we had a final product, we were able to test it with 3 health departments, Orange County, California, Snohomish County, Washington, and one other, which I can't recall at the moment. But so it's been through a lot of testing and we've had a lot of review, and we're confident that we have a really strong product because of the great feedback that we've gotten.
What types of resources did these implementers need in order to use the product?
There aren't a ton of resources that are required for this tool. One of the things we learned from our testing is that it's a great response tool, but it also makes an excellent planning tool and preparedness exercising tool. And so resources in terms of being able to effectively use the tool would really be staff time and just the gathering of key decision makers at a table to really go through it prior to an incident. to ensure that everybody involved, those key players that would be involved in, you know, a response operation, know how to use the tool and are all thinking about those appropriate questions that might be missed during a regular response. So it really leads the decision maker through a matrix, a flow chart of decisions, while prompting decision makers to really think about some specific questions, as well as to assess community collaborations and opportunities to bolster capacity.
Finally, of the three counties, do you have examples of how the product was used?
Yeah, so, you know, like I mentioned before, we've used it mostly in just a testing environment at this point, with, you know, the evaluation by 10 different health departments from around the country. We did recently present on this tool at the National Associations of Boards of Local Health in Idaho, and we did receive some response from that. But like I said, this is, it, although it's intended to be a response tool, and we really see it as a useful preparedness planning tool and a way to really meet those, you know, training, planning and training requirements for preparedness programs around the country.
Aaron Stevens, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Ian.
You've just heard from Aaron Stevens from Multnomah County APC discussing their product staffing decision guide. Thank you for downloading this edition of the APC podcast. To download more APC podcasts, please visit our website at apc.naho.org.